Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
All right, well, Brian Robinson, confident guy. Here's the problem for him. He says Washington needs to be on top of their game. Well, he's not on top of his pregame game because I can't imagine his coach is happy with him. I mean, what, are you kidding me?
We're the better team, I believe, yeah. I heard in that statement there.
I mean, at least he didn't say we're going to win, would have been, you know. But
he said we're the better team, quote unquote.
It's absurd.
Didn't that just smack of guy repeating what he heard in the meeting from his offensive coach or position coach or head coach, whatever they said at the start of the day.
But didn't want him to say it publicly.
No, exactly. Yes. No, stop parroting the coach.
Yeah, they
guys.
Should believe that in-house, but not, you know.
John, did you ever say something the coach got mad at you for?
I'm sure. I'm sure. I don't remember.
I'm not sure
about that either.
I know. I would bet no.
James, have you ever said anything? Every once in a while, someone in radio will get quoted, you know, local websites, newspaper. Have you ever said anything where you got the slap on the wrist for?
No.
Rhea, how about you?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have either. I mean, I don't really talk to anybody, so I just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I don't talk to anybody. I'm very, very buttoned up when it comes to that. Yeah.
But wait till the tell-all book. I got the book next year. Wait till the tell-all, ladies and gentlemen. You want to see what's behind the curtain? I'll show you behind the curtain in about 10 or 15 years. Take an Uzi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take an Uzi to the industry.
Yeah.
I don't mean that literally, right?
I hope so.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. I'm just joking. Am I? 215-592-9494. All right, NBA, no joke with some nonsense going on. We'll get to that soon. Let's also give you weird audio. I mean, I don't know if it's weird. It's a strange story because you get a major, I don't want to say major report, but you get a report from Jay Glazer yesterday that was interesting and was like, yeah, that's good. I like this about Jalen Hurts. And then Jalen Hurts is like, yeah, it's not true. So it's like, all right, well, we don't even know what to make of it. I guess it's not true. Jay Glazer, here's what he said. This kind of pumped a lot of people up. I liked it when I heard it. Apparently, it's not true.
The thing that nobody knows, and this is a credit to Jalen, is in the bye week, Brandon Graham, actually, with Big Dom, went to his house and said, hey, man, we need you to kind of connect more with everybody here. Right? As a quarterback, you kind of get lost in that. So much other stuff you got to do. And he went out of his way. He met with the offensive line, connected. He met with Sirianni like three times or several times. Connect with him. Connected with, like, he went out of his way with Graham, with everybody, to connect with them more, saying, okay, I understand this more of a quarterback position than me just sitting here with the game plan and, you know, making sure I could, you know, throw here and throw there. And they all credit him with doing a great job for it. And it's just, it's not out there how good of a job he's done to connect with his teammates.
You know, great, right? We're all pumped up, right? Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
All right, here's the problem. Let's go to Jalen Hurts yesterday at the podium.
Jalen, there was a report that Brandon Graham and Big Dom came to your house during the bye week to talk to you about, I think it was connecting with your teammates. Is that true? And just like, what was that meeting like with Brandon that he kind of reached out to you?
It wasn't true.
And that's the end of the story.
And we're done.
There's too much detail in that for Jay not to have been told it by, you know,
somebody.
Well, also, when is Jay Glazer wrong? You know,
well, apparently this time.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's like Jay Glazer is usually, it's like him and Schefter, if they say something, you're usually like, all right, that is flat out truth. We also know how close he is with Lane. Like, him and Lane are, like, super tight.
Here's my guess. Okay, I'm going to give you a guess. The basic premise of what Jay Glazer said is probably accurate. The players approached him and Jalen acted differently in a better way, and we can still celebrate that. But the nature of maybe an in-house meeting at Jalen's house, maybe that particular week during the bye week, maybe not true. Maybe it happened in the offseason. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it happened in August.
No, there are too many specific
Maybe it
details.
Happened in the locker room.
I believe it happened.
So you think Jalen is just lying?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, that's possible too. Because we know Jalen's a buttoned-up guy.
Yeah.
James, is he lying?
So my guess is, yes. Honestly, if I had to guess, I would guess that there's probably,
well, what are
my
you
guess
saying,
is
John?
There's probably some truth to it, and maybe it's not as exact as Jay had it, and thus Jalen is able to say it's not true, but there's got to be something.
John, you got a theory?
You don't think it's totally made up, right?
I'm sure there's something noticeably different that Jalen can point to and say, okay, that disqualifies this story.
It happened over dinner.
I don't want to talk about this.
Well, that I think is probably a big part.
So we'll put an end to it.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
100%.
We're all kind of saying the same thing. Yeah. Well, Rhea, you're saying it could have, you think it did happen at the house and Jalen's just
100%.
Denying it. 100%. And John's saying maybe it was a different week or
at a different house spot or whatever. That's what, I think you could deny it because of some little clarification.
May give it what you will, but an interesting little twist yesterday. Let's go to the phones. What pumps you up the most about, and certainly the advancement of Jalen as a teammate, as has been talked about by a few people publicly, is a good thing. It's something I think we notice is different than last year. What pumps you up the most that this could really be the year the Eagles win the second time in their history of Super Bowl? Let's go to Dan right now in Philadelphia. Dan, good morning.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Luckily for us, all we have to do is ask Brandon Graham at the players' lounge what happened with this story, and he'll accidentally tell us.
Here's the irony, Dan. The next 2 weeks for us are Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and we're not here, so we won't talk to them until the playoffs are about to begin, or maybe week or whatever it is.
Then that's when we'll dredge it up. But until then, we'll just take it as
until then.
We'll take Jalen's word. Joe, can you tell me, like, seriously, I was listening yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a block with what a candy cane is?
No, I don't normally. So here's what that was. No, Dan, I know a candy cane. I'm just being honest with you. You can believe me or not. Have you ever had a moment where something that you know, you just get confused on, like the sound of a word, the spelling of a word?
Yes. No, 100% yes. Spelling
like
of a word.
Okay.
I was drowning in the criticism. And so, like, yes, I know candy canes. I got confused. That's all it was.
That makes me feel better.
Thank you.
I couldn't sleep last night. You know, I was so worried that you didn't know what a candy cane was.
You're keeping Dan from getting sleep.
Listen, Dan, I appreciate that you've given me the opportunity to kind of right this wrong.
All right. Thank God.
Thank you.
But listen, from now on, any callers that call in for the rest of the week with any negativity about the Eagles, just hang out with them. We're going to go positive. Like I said yesterday, this is probably one of the, if not the best Eagles teams I've ever seen in my lifetime, all around. I mean, our defense is crazy good. Our special teams, besides Jake Elliott's hiccups, are crazy good, from the punter to the coverage, and hopefully Covey comes back. We can show that we can pass when we want to, right? We have some concerns about Jalen Hurts, but at minimum, he's good enough. And our running game and our offensive line, it's just an all-around awesome team, and I do think it's the best team in the NFL. Especially now that Detroit is just banged up and ripped to shreds, holes and injuries.
So I'll say this, Dan. Obviously, I want to see the Eagles win that game. No question, the whole deal. I like when it's easier. I was intrigued to see the best of the Eagles versus the best of Detroit. It's a little bit like 2 years ago.
They'll still give you
but it's not going to be the best of Detroit.
In the face.
It's sort of like when Purdy got hurt. Like, don't get me wrong. I wanted Purdy out of the game 2 years ago. But we'll never quite know what would. And listen, credit to the Eagles for knocking him out. They knocked him out. And it was bad planning by San Francisco to have a tight end blocking Reddick and all that. But, I mean, it made the game effectively over, particularly when the other guy got out. I mean, it was ridiculous.
That's what they went.
I know. That's part of football.
I don't want to go through another Super Bowl like Tom Brady and Nick Foles. I mean, that was crazy. You know, it took years off my life.
You went the 83 Sixers. You want the sweep.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yes.
I get it, man.
The first time in a long time this season, in the beginning of the game, we go and we watch it. We have that nervousness. But then all of a sudden, you just feel comfortable. I felt comfortable all year.
Dan, give me a tough choice in a movie.
Listen, it's Christmas time, and this has got to be a tough choice for any man. George Bailey, when he decided to jump off the bridge just to save his family.
Listen, it's a reasonable answer. George Bailey, early in It's a Wonderful Life, that's right. He thinks his life is worthless, and you know, you guys know what we're getting at here. Should he commit suicide? So it's not a fun topic, but it's a hell of a choice. James, how do I transition from that?
I don't know. Yeah. It is wild.
By the way, that could win.
It is wild that is like the go-to Christmas movie for generations, and it is a really. Like, it ends happy, but it's
very dark.
It's a dark movie sad at a lot of points.
I would say like 75% of it's
the
extremely
majority of it
sad.
Is pretty sad. Yeah,
no, that's a really.
Was America just like more able to like roll with that sort of thing at that point in time, having just.
There were less options, too.
And also, remember, it wasn't a big-time movie until, like, 30 years later when it started getting shown on TV.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. By the way, it also was drunk.
No one liked
it also was drunk driving in it.
It does. You're right. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he crashes his car and was tree drunk.
All right, a lot to
chew on there. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, bad week for the NBA, and we've chronicled some of this a couple days.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Days ago, but let's just swing back around to it for a second. So the tournament thing, whatever the hell it's, what is it called? The cup?
NBA cup.
Okay, fiasco. Fiasco.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody's lampooning the NBA, rightfully so, and it's giving people an opportunity to talk, especially when there's no games. I wasn't going to probably watch an NBA game last night knowing the Sixers weren't going to play, but I was going to follow my fantasy basketball team, and there was no games.
Go back and rewatch Giannis celebrating?
What was so taxing about two teams playing two nights ago on a Tuesday that made the whole league have to be off last night?
They have 82 games and they just have to get through them.
It's ridiculous. James, why can't there be games? There were no games on a Wednesday night in December.
It makes no sense. Zero sense.
I didn't know. When we did the show yesterday, I knew the Sixers were off, so I knew I probably wasn't watching an NBA game. But like last night, I was like, all right, I'll follow my fantasy basketball. Like there was nothing. Yeah.
And there'll be an NFL game tonight.
Everyone would be off.
Right? It makes no sense. All right, so here's what I want to get at
today. Everyone, you had to give Milwaukee a day to celebrate. And, what an accomplishment.
When's the parade, James?
Did you
see the celebration, though, that they had?
Well, at least it was more muted than 2 years ago or last year.
They didn't raise a banner yet. We'll see. Yeah.
Well, no, but they didn't pop champagne.
No. But on the court with the trophy.
I saw Brooke Lopez's face. You think the guy just won 10 NBA titles.
It's like, what is this nonsense?
All right, so here's the deal. today, in a week when the NBA is properly getting crushed for a lot of things, including, you know, the new All-Star rules, which I can't tell you are definitively, like, I know it's horrible, but I mean, the commissioner is trying to get players to try. He tried for the last 10 years to get them to try. In a regular All-Star game, they don't.
Durant, you see Durant's
I did.
Yeah.
But you know what? Tough, Durant.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. You know? Just, he's not holding back. It's notable that he just came out and was all like, right, I hate this.
So here's the deal. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us today, as always, by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays and a healthy new year. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. So, we're trying to figure out what the biggest problem the NBA has is. We know they have a lot of problems, and some of these problems overlap. Like, you could say star player entitlement. We don't even have that as one of the choices. James and I, before the show, got together and put it down into three choices for biggest NBA problem. Tell me which of these three you think is the biggest one. Choice A is stars changing teams, super teams, and everything that goes with that, which includes stars asking out, stars sitting out, stars being a malcontent while they're still on Team A until they get to Team B, stars saying, by the way, you have to trade me, and you can only trade me to this one team. The other 20-something teams don't get a chance. Like, everything related to stars demanding where they play, super team, stars changing team, that's a big one. Choice B. Players missing too many games. Whether it's load management or taking the extra 3 weeks to come back from an injury, like, clearly it is ridiculous, and you just never know on a given day who's going to play. You never know. Okay, that's a major one. Choice C, style of play, which I think is mostly summed up by too many three-pointers. The Boston Celtics are on track this year to shoot about 60 three-pointers per game. John, 60, which of course leads to, you know, long rebounds that go back out toward the free throw line, and now you got the back tap, and like, it's just not fun to watch. I mean, if you get the offensive rebound, you jack up another three. If you get the offensive rebound, you jack up another three.
Think about what that is. 60 a game.
I think it's 58. I think it's 58.
That's 15 a quarter.
Dude, there's like, no mid-range.
All you're doing.
No mid-range. There's no mid-range game. The Rip Hamilton, Michael Jordan, you know, let's dominate with the mid-range. There's none of that. Doesn't exist. Your coach will take you out of the game if you take a 17-foot jumper, which, by the way, also means there's no classic power forward because now you have to have your power forward be able to shoot a three. Here's what's gone from 20 and 30 years ago. Charles Oakley, Tyrone Hill, Otis Thorpe, Buck Williams, Rick Mahorn. Like, that was a standard bearer of the NBA style. The classic, tough, power forward, rebound defense guy has been replaced by the stretch four. By the way, now we got stretch fives that are 6'10" and they shoot three-pointers and they shoot five a game. Whether they make them or not, they shoot them. All right. Those are the choices. Get wild voting. You want to weigh in on the phone lines, you can. Just curious where you stand on those three. And there are other issues. We're trying to come up with some of the big ones. What stands out to you as the biggest issue in the NBA? 215-592-9494. I also want to get to some audio of Eric Dickerson. So we had the great Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson on our show 2 weeks ago, and it aired very late in our program, around 9:30 to 9:45 one day. So we're cognizant that people that listen to our show earlier in the day probably didn't hear it at all. So we want to give you today a little bit now, a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour, a little bit in the 8 o'clock hour, some of what Dickerson said in that interview, because Saquon John still has a shot. I know it's, now people are like, oh, he's got no shot. Of course he's got a shot. It's going to be hard. 140 yards a game. He can do it. Not possible. I mean, if
he busts up. Remember, there was one game where he busted 270-yard touchdowns in the second half.
Correct. If he gets a 180,
he's
right back on track.
That's all he needs for a game.
Total.
140 yards, boom, he's on to the next game.
Totally.
If he does that a few more times, he's got this
no
record.
Question. All right, so it's totally still doable.
Yes.
Now, next hour, we'll get to whether Dickerson does or does not want Saquon to break the record. But this hour, let's give you a taste of what Dickerson said about what he admires in Saquon's game. Let me be clear. Long answer. We're breaking it down to about a minute, because prior to what you're going to hear, he talked about how it frustrated Dickerson knowing when Saquon came out of college football that he was drafted by the Giants. Dickerson could see it was going to be a disaster for Saquon in New York, wasn't going to have players around him, was going to waste a good chunk of his career, all of which was true. Dickerson talked about all of that and then got to this.
What's about his cutting ability? You know, people always say vision. You know, I'm not big on the vision things. I had bad vision. But, you know, that's why I wore the goggles. But it it's the feel of the game. He has a feel to cut, and you know, sometimes you'll say, "Man, how did you see that guy?" You don't see him, you feel it. You can just feel it. And everything happens so fast on during the play. But
wow,
you know, and I didn't realize, you know, how fast he is. You know, he's very fast, and that's one of the big things in attaining a record like that. You have to have the big runs. You have to have those 60, 70 yarders. And he killed my Rams that night. I mean, I'm like, good God almighty. Jesus, when y'all going to stop this guy?
Right.
Yeah, and of course, that way, I think we talked to Dickerson about a week or two after that Rams game when Saquon just went wild. Three things I didn't know about Saquon when he came here. Didn't know. One, that he had this much gas left in the tank. Didn't know it. Thought he had less, being honest. I think a lot of us did. I certainly was outspoken about it. Didn't think he'd be bad, thought he'd be good. Had no idea he'd be this great. Number two, I'll totally second Dickerson's thing on the speed. Didn't know it till the Green Bay game. First game of the season, remember watching that game, the Brazil game, especially that one play when he just like took off like a jetpack was behind him and went for about a 20-yard run. I was like, I haven't seen this. I mean, I just haven't seen it. Certainly not from an Eagles back, and I've seen a lot of great ones. That was a different level. And three, I noticed at training camp, his physical size. When you see him next to Kenny Gainwell, I mean, I can't even describe to you the difference.
It's like two Kenny Gainwells in one.
Yeah. I never knew he was that big, which obviously explains in part the power, because he's got a unique ability, much like Bo Jackson, to have not only speed, but a tremendous power. So look, I mean, it was awesome having Dickerson on the show. We'll play it coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, more of what he said.
That was cool. He was talking about the like, he couldn't see.
That was interesting.
He couldn't see out of those rec specs. When I was a little kid, people were Eric Dickerson for Halloween and stuff, like, because he was so identifiable with the rec specs and the bright yellow and blue, you know, of the Rams uniform at the time with the very distinctive helmet.
Totally.
But he's saying he couldn't see. The sweat would get on there. He like, it was impossible. Tough to catch balls of that.
Let me ask you a question. So he talked about vision for him wasn't as big as other backs, perhaps.
Yeah,
he could feel it.
Feel, absolutely.
And he senses Saquon feels it. John, let me ask you a question I've never asked a running back. And you're kind of a running back. I certainly were in high school and college. Could you hear? Did hearing help you know where to go? Like, could you sense where people were based on the sound of pads clanking?
Sometimes, sure.
Even if you didn't see it. Because I never heard anyone talk the way Dickerson did.
You absolutely. Well, it is interesting to think about him using other senses besides his maligned sight. But it wasn't I can't imagine using it like
small percentage,
like
right?
Radar.
But maybe a little bit with the hearing. Because I'm just wondering.
Absolutely.
Like echolocating.
You use everything. You can sense. You sense with your peripheral, you sense someone coming on, but you can also feel the ground with the footsteps.
That's wild, man.
Pounding. You can hear the breathing. And remember, in a helmet, you've got those holes where it holds the sound in. So sometimes it's hard to hear it.
Yeah.
But sometimes if it's the right angle, you get those sounds in there and it almost gets trapped and it amplifies it. It's louder than what you would expect, where you could hear breathing that you wouldn't think you'd hear at times. It's a weird,
it's cool.
It really is a strange thing.
All right, more